Nearly 400 years after the Rappahannock tribe was forced from their lands, they will finally return as owners to one of their towns on Phone's Cliffs. Secretary of the Interior Deb Holland, herself a member of the Pueblo Laguna tribe, spoke during the ceremony, and Pamela D'Angelo was there.
At a farm along the Rappahannock River, under a giant white party tent that at times felt it would lift with the heavy gusts of wind, 200 people gathered to honor tribal members and those who helped in the arduous process of getting back the Rappahannock tribal town of Pisacoic. Here's Interior Secretary Deb Holland.
I whispered over to Chief Ann before this all started and said, I hope I can get through my remarks without crying.
She didn't, nor did the audience, but they were tears of joy and relief after years of work by the tribe, families, businesses, and nonprofit organizations to restore their ancestral town. Here's Chief Ann Richardson before the ceremony.
You know, for our people to go back there, which they haven't been yet, it's emotional. Because the bones of our ancestors reside there. And their DNA is in the ground, and the eagles watch over it. It's a spiritual place for us, and we don't want development there.
Across the river from the ceremony, as though looking on, the string of Phone's Cliffs stand like sentinels, some up to 150 feet high. The tribe now owns 465 acres of them. Mapped by Captain John Smith during his 1608 explorations, the cliffs were once their home, along with the lands up and down both sides of the river in this area, including the farm. The Morris family, who owns a lumber company, bought the acreage from three owners 25 years ago as an investment. As developers moved in, Johnny and Kenan Morris and their father Ben decided to sell it to the tribe because they understood the tribe wouldn't develop it. They set up a meeting just before the pandemic.
And then Johnny and Daddy and I met with Chief Ann, and we sat down and talked to them, and here we are.
That's Kenan Morris. His grandmother grew up on another farm across from the cliffs and knew members of the Rappahannock tribe.
I know my grandmother would be very happy.
Oh, yeah.
That's my mother's mother. Mother is very happy, too, because they know that it's going to somebody like that and it won't be developed.
Working with the Chesapeake Conservancy, Chief Richardson met the $4 million prize with donations, and under agreements, federal agencies will be required to conserve and protect the land forever. Again, Deb Holland.
You know, in New Mexico, we don't have a lot of women tribal leaders. And so when I'm in the presence of one, it does my heart really good. So thank you so much for sharing this day with me.
The tribe has plans to open the land for public walks and education about their history and culture. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.